pleasure to now hand the floor over to Elisabeth.
Thank you. First of all, let me thank OHACR fellowship program where I participated 5 years ago. It empowered me and my community to stay for rights of Latvian non-citizens. Each statelessness in the country is a unique history, but the consequences are always the same: stigmatization, excluding, and violation of human rights. I come from the country where the situation of non-citizens, the vast majority of whom belong to Russian-speaking minority, is probably the best among statelessness people in the world. With some exceptions, Latvian non-citizens have access to civil, social, and economical rights. However, after years of relative stability, we face a new wave of restriction of minority rights in fields of education and language, as well as persecution of activists. My message here, there is no good statelessness. I think our aim today is to reaffirm that statelessness never is an acceptable tool. It is not a tool, it is a violation of human rights. Each exception leads to next exception. We have to stop it. It concerns also all surrogate statuses. There should be nothing between citizen and stateless person. The very essence of citizenship is equality. No half citizenship, no second class citizens. However, double citizenship or extension of political rights for foreigners and all residents of the country are very welcomed. Therefore, my recommendation is to ultimate applying of statelessness definition might be by the convention relating to the status of stateless persons. When we speak about stateless children, it is very important to say that there should be no option to choose statelessness for children for their parents. Each stateless person or person with uncertain citizenship born in particular country should be citizen of this country. Baltic states, Latvia and Estonia made a remarkable progress in improving administrative procedure of registering of newborn children as citizens. However, the option itself to register a child as a non-citizen should be eliminated. To prevent statelessness in the world, we need to go further. In my view, it should be broader implementing of jus soli principle in national laws. All stateless people born in a particular country, regardless of their age, should be registered as a citizen. Other way to eliminate statelessness is naturalization. The naturalization procedure should be fair and effective. In situation when individuals lost their citizenship because of state succession, secession, or changing borders, they often feel disfranchised. Why citizenship was granted to one group living in the country, but other group in the same country has to prove its loyalty? People compare such naturalization as buying of their own stolen car. It could be reasonable, but it is unfair. Taking into account the link between minorities and statelessness, naturalization should be designed in a fair manner. Naturalization of stateless minorities should be different from naturalization of citizens of other countries. The implementation practice and administrative procedure are also important. Stateless minorities should be not asked to prove their loyalty, legal incomes, or interrupted residence. Even exam of national language can be replaced with language courses as a step forward between majority and minority. The naturalization process has to be designed in a really inclusive manner. Only fair naturalization process will be an effective means to eliminate statelessness. Thank you.